We've been discussing the methods of acquiring Ahavas Hashem. The first approach to take is to appreciate all that Hashem does for us on a regular basis. There's so much to be thankful for and to recognize that Hashem is doing this for us day after day. Both the things that He does for everyone, providing us with food, which is so good, pleasant, enjoyable, clothing, sight, hearing, health, all the blessings we have, and all the things we've gotten personally, a house, husband or wife, children, wealth, and so on. There's so much. There's so much to think about and to appreciate. And we can go through one by one, spend a day on each one, spend a month on each one. This is a lifelong work in and of itself. I just saw a story about Rav Moshe Leib Sassover Zatzal, one of the great rabbis. He had a chassid who would follow the rabbi around surreptitiously. So as to observe the rabbi when he thought no one was looking. One time, he followed the rabbi into a forest, where the rabbi donned simple clothing, and he davened for a while. Then the rabbi went to a certain hut, and two dogs came bounding out to greet him. They rubbed around his legs, and they were clearly very familiar with the rabbi. They were his dogs. The chassid was aghast. Keeping a dog was very, very un-rebbe-like, I think still today, and not acceptable by the chassid standards, at least. So he concluded he has to seek out a new teacher on Meir Derech. This rabbi is clearly not for him. The next morning, he took leave of the rabbi and said he's moving to a new city, but he didn't offer any explanation. The rabbi said, Moshe Leib Sassover said, "Ah, what a shame. There's so much I still wanted to share with you. For example, did you know that I raised two dogs to teach me Yiras Shemayim and Avas Hashem?" So the chassid's eyebrows shot up, and clearly he couldn't imagine how. So the rabbi continued, "I look at what I give them. What do I feed them? I give them scraps, the leftover food that no one wants to eat, spoiled, and fit only for dogs. Dog food wasn't a big thing in those days. Yet look how thankful they are. They eat this happily, and they express so much love for me, and they're ready to defend me and protect me and do anything for me. How much more do we have to be grateful to Hashem, who gives us so much more? He gives us good food, He gives us health, He gives us wealth, and He gives us children." So this is just a mashal of how much we can stop and think and notice what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. But truly understanding how much Hashem gives us goes much deeper than that. If we apply all that we have learned until now about Hashkachas Hashem and His involvement and control of our daily lives, it will bring our love of Hashem to a new level. When we are successful at something, it's not merely that Hashem helped us be successful, but He provided every detail of that success. For example, and this is applicable to every single thing in our lives, I'm just giving an example that the Bavavi Mishkan Avna gives. Someone buys a house. After a year or two, he sells it at a tidy profit. Now, a basic thought that a maimon, a believer, will think is that Hashem helped me, He caused the prices to rise, and enabled me to make money. And that's the Yata Dishmaya, and indeed it is. However, this is really just scratching the surface. We start much, much, much before that. Who gave me the idea to buy this house to begin with? It didn't formulate on its own. It's not my brilliant grasp of real estate that encouraged me to buy this house. HaKadosh Baruch Hu inspired me to buy this house. He placed the thought in my head. Every good thought, every successful thought, every inspiring emotion is placed in our hearts and our heads by Hashem. Moving forward, who made the house available for me to buy? Who ensured that no one outbids me? Who saw to it that I got approved for a mortgage? Who managed my parnasa so I could afford the mortgage payments? Who organized the future buyer and made it go through? There are so many details, and starting from the very, very beginning, from the thought process itself, and realizing it's all Hashem's manipulation and involvement, and there's nothing we do and do alone. The concept that we do, but Hashem helps us, is a product of Kechi ve'etzim yadi asali yasachayel azem, my strength and my power made my fortune for me, something the Torah expressly warns us against thinking. If we're able to stop and drop everything and truly think about this, how much more love and closeness to Hashem will it create in our hearts?